In the first Siman Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, as we discussed a little bit over the course of Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch begins Shloshim Yom Kodim Achag Sholin V'Dorshin V'Hilchos Achag. So that we discussed at length over Shabbos, and what exactly that indicated. The Balei Tosfos think that it primarily has to do with researching the laws of Korban Pesach. They say that in Masechta Avodah Zarah, but if one goes to the Gemara in Masechas Psachim, the truth of the matter is that there seem to be even Torah-level implications of this principle, including a chiyuv to do bedikas chametz once one is within 30 days of the holiday. As Rashi says, me'az chal alav li'zayar b'tzarchei ha-pesach, that the 30-day mark is kind of like an extended time of the holiday. We also saw the same concept by Sukkos, that Beis Shammai requires that the sukkah be built with the intent that it should be used for the holiday. Beis Hillel don't have such a requirement. But Beis Shammai say that if it's built within 30 days of the holiday, so then it's simply assumed that it was built for the holiday. And Rashi explains, because of the vibrancy of the learning which is going on, Sholin V'Dorshin B'Hilchos Achag. So it's not just a matter of Pesach, but it could apply to other holidays as well, even though there it gets a little bit more complex. So the Ramah comments on this line in the Shulchan Aruch. He seems to change the topic entirely. Hagah Minhag, there's a minhag, the Mishnah Brewer points out it's a very ancient minhag. It goes back to the Gemara, the times of the Talmud Yerushalmi mentions this minhag. Minhag liknos chitim, to purchase chitim, wheat, lechalkan la'aniyim, to distribute them to the indigent, letzorech Pesach, for the sake of Pesach, v'chomi shadar ba'ir, yudveis chodesh, and anybody who's resided in the city for 12 months, sarech litein lazah. They have to contribute to this special tzedakah. It's not really grouped in with the other tzedakos of the city. So just like 12 months is the point of demarcation for people having to participate, in theory that should be the point of demarcation for people being able to receive. The truth of the matter is, it's more nuanced than that. If somebody comes and, let's say, they purchase a home or make it clear that their intention is to stay, so then they would qualify right away. And even if it's not that clear, the smak, Rabbi Yitzchak of Korvil, one of the great Balei HaTosfos, said that in his days already, he reduced it from 12 months to 30 days to 1 month because it was a much more mobile society. So that's an interesting concept in its own right. Now, I mentioned that the Mishnah Brewer says it's not just any minhag, but it's really from the times of the Gemara, which is usually stronger than a minhag. Usually the Rambam contrasts a din in the Gemara with a minhag. He says a minhag is usually something that comes after the Gemara, which is why there can be diversity between different communities in terms of minhagim, whereas the entire Jewish people accepted the Talmud. But the truth of the matter is that the Vilna Gaon had a tradition that it's not only a minhag, and it's not only something from the Gemara, but it's actually a pasuk in the Chumash itself. Because the Torah says, Matzos yachel es shivas yamim. It doesn't say matzos tochal, that you should eat matzos. It says, matzos yachel, they should be eaten. You have to make sure that matzos are eaten by everybody, es shivas hayamim. So that would tell you two chidushim, two very novel points. First of all, that ma'os chitim could be a din d'oraisa. That was the tradition of those who followed the Vilna Gaon, that this isn't just a regular tzedakah, but it's a din d'oraisa that everybody within the Jewish people has a responsibility to make sure that the entire Jewish people are able to observe the holiday of Pesach. What a beautiful idea. It's the formation of our nation. So there's an added emphasis on the national unity that comes with that. And again, because the pasuk says, Matzos yachel eish shivasa yamim, it wouldn't just be the bare minimum in terms of having a kizayis of matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan, but it would actually incorporate and it would include all of the days of Pesach itself. So that would be a remarkable expansion of the halacha. So of course, I'll be sending out a notice in a few days, give people a little bit of time to recover from Matanos Avyonim and Mishloach Manos. It's not my fault. I didn't schedule the calendar this way, but I do so deeply appreciate the generosity. And I just wanted to conclude with one kind of a general observation. Isn't it so beautiful that the first se'if in Shulchan Aruch, the first little piece of Shulchan Aruch that deals with Hilchos Pesach, so the Shulchan Aruch talks about Talmud Torah and the Ramah talks about Chesed. What could be more beautiful? Those are the two cardinal mitzvos of the Jewish people. We always seek to know as much Torah as we can know and to do as much Chesed as we could possibly do. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions the practice of studying all of the Halachos of Pesach, Sholim V'Dorshin V'Hilchos Achag. I wouldn't say the Ramah changed the topic, but like he said he would do, just to provide a tablecloth for the Shulchan Aruch, for the table itself. So he immediately turns our attention to the chesed that's required. And of course, as I pointed out in years past, and with this we'll conclude, I don't think it was an accident that the Ramah chose to put it here. Because the earlier you give in the 30 days before Pesach, the better it is for those who are indigent, because they have to be able to plan exactly what it is they're going to be able to. So if they're anxious and stressed out the entire month, how am I going to be able to afford Pesach? That already is a terrible thing. So if they know earlier on that they're going to receive Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, then it's going to make their Pesach that much more meaningful, and certainly the time leading up to Pesach that much less stressful. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Amar, Retzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Surah Lefika Achir Bam Tar Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chavetz Zaman Tzidko Yagdil Terav Yadir Kadosh Terabanan.